Good morning, everybody. This is Galen with the Dad Rocks Podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And today is December 1st, 2022. And you're now listening to the December episode. And man, it's cold here in Bowling Green. We got down to 25 degrees. Yeah, it was cold this morning and still is. So actually it got down like to 23 degrees this morning around 6 a.m. and let's see, it's gonna get up to around 46 this afternoon. Gonna be sunny all day long, and that's what we like here in Bowling Green and South Central Kentucky. As everybody knows who's been listening to this podcast for a while, we love that sunshine. But still, it's cold. Yeah, it's wintertime, but we're glad it's December finally turned the corner. Now we're full-blown Christmas season, shopping season. I got out, did a little bit of shopping myself yesterday along with my beautiful wife. And we did some actual shopping. We showed up on the actual brick-and-mortar store. We went inside, got a basket or a cart, you know, and picked some items up, and you know, spend a good little bit of time and a good little bit of money. You know, that's the way it is with shopping, Christmas shopping. But still, we've ordered a lot of stuff online. You know, Amazon, Walmart Plus. That's the way we do in America these days. We kind of split it up. Some people may do all their shopping just strictly online. Then you still got the hardcore people who actually want to drive to the store in their own car and get out and walk in and actually do the shopping themselves, you know. So, hey, that's what it is. That's the way it is in America. Yeah, the good old United States, you have that freedom to choose how you want to shop still. Nobody is telling you how to shop in America, so that's the beautiful thing about living in America, is the freedom of a lot of choices we have, and that people take for granted, you know, here in America. But still, we get to celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus, you know. Hey, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever you choose to celebrate. It doesn't have to be the traditional way in America. But, you know, it's all about the rock and roll, the music. That's what we like on Dad Rocks. That's mainly what we talk about. We're not into politics or religion. You know, that's not our thing, really. It's all about the music. So, anyway, I hope you're having a great day so far, no matter wherever you're at in the world. You know, we've got a lot of listeners all over these days, thanks to the Anchor app. I've been notified we're in about 45 to 50 countries now, and we had a great year with Spotify and some of the other Apple Music apps, things like that. That's getting our show out there to all the listeners across the globe. So we do appreciate you tuning in. No matter if you're driving in a vehicle, a truck on the interstates, or flying in a jet plane to another country or across the United States, hey, thanks for having your earbuds in and listening to the Dad Rocks Podcast. So this is a good old Southern boy down here in Kentucky. It's called the Upper South. We're not in the Deep South. I used to live in the Deep South, but I'm in the Upper South now here, about an hour north of Nashville on I-65, and about an hour and 20 minutes south west of Louisville, Kentucky on I-65. Not far from Mammoth Cave National Park. Hey, if you ever get a chance to go to Mammoth Cave National Park, I highly recommend it. It's quite a sight to see, the cave. I mean, that thing is ancient. It's like millions of years old, and when you go in, it's just this fascinating underworld place to see. Not to mention the beautiful upper side of it, the forest, the trees, and the national park, all the walking trails, and all the things you can see and do. All right, the Dad Rocks Private Effects Group's doing good. We've got almost Let's see. I think we got. Let me take a look here, what the growth is of the group, and I know it's been coming along pretty good these days. Yeah, we're still around 2,500 members. We're getting there, and it's one of the larger music groups on Facebook for classic rock. Not the largest, but it's continuing to grow. And we do appreciate you joining us. If not, please join us to the Dad Rocks private Facebook group. That's how the Dad Rocks podcast started. It was out of the Dad Rocks group. And it's all about the music, like I said, where you post those classic rock videos, stories, pics, cartoons. It doesn't have to be always classic rock. It can be country, it can be rap, it can be something from the past, 60s, 50s, 40s, different genres of music. But we're all about having a good time. Everybody gets along, no fight, no arguing, no BS. And that's what we love about Dad Rocks. We can come to this community Facebook page. It's not trying to be a keyboard warrior or going at somebody's character or trying to fight them, with their words on the computer, internet. It's kind of like road rage. Somebody sitting behind a 3,000-pound vehicle and they think they can just show their anger, through their vehicle, shaking their fists and giving the finger or whatever, and because they're in a bubble. It's really dangerous when you're road raging, I guess. Your blood pressure is out the roof and you're not thinking carefully, good judgment, and the other person's doing the same. And it's kind of like that on the internet, except you're behind a keyboard and you're in safely tucked away in your home somewhere where they don't know where you're at. And everybody thinks, well, I'm protected. I can say and do whatever I want to. I mean, so really, we all have to use common sense and be careful what we say and do these days. You can say and do what you want to here in America. I mean, that's your choice, like I said. But, mature people and know how to ignore those arguments and stay away from those things. And hey, we've all been there, done that. I know I have. I'm not perfect, But I think I've, that's why we created Dad Rocks. It's all about the music and getting along and no fight, no arguing. Try to use the internet pop properly, for the positive things, being positive. And a matter of fact, I wrote a blog about it. You can check it out on the Dad Rocks, the podcast blog, or it's really called The Critic from the South. That's the original name of the blog, but it's still on there as A Critic from the South. Check it out on the internet, and you can read about how Dad Rock's Facebook group started. All right, I want to give a shout out to all the members in the Dad Rocks group. Got a lot of them down south in the Memphis, Tennessee area and North Mississippi area where I grew up, went to high school. Give a shout out to my co-administrator, Britt Moore, down in South Haven, Mississippi. He's the fellow on the logo also of the Dad Rocks official founder's logo, as we call it. And he was one of the original members, and I asked him to be the co-administrator. He's done a great job of approving a lot of new members and hanging with us and hanging out, and brought a lot of his friends and family members into the group, and also post a lot of great videos, stories, pics, some of the concerts he attends, things like that down south. We appreciate it, Britt. And hey, if you've been to concerts, whatever, please post your pics too, and share your stories, ideas, and we love those videos. And sorry to hear the news about Christy McVie from Fleetwood Mac, passed away the other day. So we'll send out her prayers and thoughts, send out our prayers and thoughts to her family and friends, wherever they're at. And she was a great icon in the history of rock and roll, especially back in the 70s and 80s. Anyway, all right. Well, this is Galen with the Dad Rocks podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Again, I hope you're having a great day, no matter where you're at in the world. And definitely, we're in the throes of the Christmas season, right in the middle of it. We're working towards Christmas Day. December 25th. Everybody's kind of decorating, shopping, having parties, and having a good time. In spite of what's going on in the world, the crazy stuff, it's been happening, on the news and media, but still we like to focus on the positives and good things in life. All right, well, this is Galen with the Dad Rocks podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to jump into our rock song inquiry. And this month's inquiry is about John Lennon's and Yoko Lennon's "Happy Christmas, War Is Over," that famous Christmas song that's been around for years, and you hear it all the time, especially during this time of the year. We'll talk about the ins and outs of it. I'll be reading from the Wikipedia entry, and so sit back and relax. We'll be right back with you. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you in just a minute. All right, welcome back to the podcast. This is Galen with the Dad Rocks podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So let's jump into this episode of a rock song inquiry, and let's see what we got here. Just remember, everybody, I'm reading this verbatim from Wikipedia. This is not my original material. And it's a long entry, but I won't cover everything about it or read everything. Let's see. The song reached number 4 in the UK when it was released and was delayed until November 1972, and has periodically reemerged on the UK singles charts, most notably after Lennon's murder in 1980, when it was peaked at number 2. It is also a protest song against the Vietnam War. "Happy Xmas, War Is Over" has since become a Christmas standard, frequently recorded by other artists, appearing on greatest hits albums of seasonal music, named in polls as a holiday favorite. In the UK poll in the December 12, 2012, it was voted 10th on the ITV television special, the nation's favorite Christmas song. So, "Happy Xmas, War Is Over" is a volume, a work of more than 2 years of peace activism undertaken by John Lennon and Yoko Ono that began with the Bed-Ins. They convened in March and May of 1969, and the first of which took place during the honeymoon. The song's direct intention was to be an international multimedia campaign launched by the couple in December of 1969, at the height of the counterculture movement and its protests against the Vietnam War, and primarily consisted of renting billboard space in 12 major cities across the world for the display of black and white posters that declared war is over. If you want it, Happy Christmas from John and Yoko. Although a similar line had previously appeared in 1968 anti-war songs, The War is Over by Phil Oates and The Unknown Soldier by The Doors, which features the refrain War is Over and the use of War is Over, minus definite article by Lennon and Ono, may be coincidental. There is no evidence to confirm that they were acquainted with these earlier works, or so whether they were influenced by them. Recognizing the accessibility and popular appeal that made his 1971 single Imagine a commercial success compared to the other songs he had released up to the point, Lennon concluded, "I now understand what you have to do, put your political message across with a little honey." He conceived Happy Xmas War's Over as a means of elaborating upon the themes of social unity and peaceful change enacted through personal accountability and empowerment that served as the basis of the earlier Billboard campaign, trying to convey optimism while avoiding the sentimentality that he felt often characterized by Christmas songs. From 1963 to 1969, the Beatles had issued special recordings at the Christmas directly to members of their fan club. After the group disbanded in 1970, Lennon was the first former member to release original Christmas song, Happy Xmas War is Over, will be followed by George Harrison's Ding Dong, Ding Dong, 1974, Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time in 1979, and Ringo Starr's album, I Want to Be Santa Claus, 1999. And the recording took place in 1971, not much more bare-bones melody and half-formed lyrics. Lennon recorded an acoustic guitar demo of Happy Xmas War is Over in his rooms at the St. Regis Hotel in New York City, where he and Ono were living. Ono would receive co-writing credit, but the actual extent of her contribution at this initial stage is unclear, since she did not participate in the demo, which was a typical of her of their collaborations. Other demo of the song was made in late October after the couple had taken an apartment in Greenwich Village, as his with his previous two albums. John Lennon and Plastic Ono band Imagine released in the U.S. just several weeks prior. Lennon brought in Phil Spector to help produce the first recording session, which was held on the evening of Thursday, October 28th at the Record Plant studio. After the session, musicians, some of them who had performed at one time or another as members of the Plastic Ono band, laid down the basic instrumental backing and overdub tracks. Lennon and Ono added their main vocals. One of the four guitars present filled in for Klaus Voormann and bass when his flight from Germany was delayed. Ono and the session musicians, including Voormann, recorded the single's B-side, Listen, the Snow is Fallen. And the following day, the Harlem Community Choir, featuring 30 children, most of them 4 to 12 years of age, came to the studio on the afternoon of October 31st to record backing vocals for the counter melody and sing-along chorus. Photographs of the original sleeve were also taken during that session by Lane McMillan. All right, this is a long entry on Wikipedia, and it talks about the composition of the song, another category, and the release of the song, and then also talks about the music videos and commercial reception and other versions of the song, and there's a bunch of them, other versions. And then talks about the personnel, and a lot of personnel on the song. And of course, you know, Phil Spector, the producer, we all know what happened to him, and got into a lot of legal trouble and a big trial for a murder or something like that. You can read about him also, more in depth about him on Wikipedia. You know, you just push on their name and It's in blue, and then it jumps into all their background, whoever you want to learn know more about, especially if their name is in blue. And then it talks about the charge performance and certifications, and see also list of anti-war songs, war's over, notes, references, sources, and external links. So anyway, hey, if you want to delve into it more, just pull it up on Wikipedia, and you'll definitely learn more about this classic Christmas song by John and Lennon and Yoko Ono. All right, well, this is Galen with the Dad Rocks Podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for listening, as always. And remember, keep your chin up, keep working hard, stay safe out there, and stay positive. No matter wherever you're at in the world, driving down the interstates, in vehicles, trucks, cars, whatever, flying in. Well, they say it's pretty safe to fly in jet planes. So, hey, just wherever you're at, just be careful. And especially when you're out there Christmas shopping, going out to eat, you know, driving, you know, and enjoy yourselves. Have a great time. Anyway, and if I don't see you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll be back in January with a new episode. And in the meantime, you can catch us on the internet, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're out there with these little weather update reports, things like that, during the month. So you can catch me mainly the Dad Rocks Facebook page, the private group. And remember, we're all about the music. No fight, no arguing, no BS. And that's how it was all created. All right. Well, again, you have a great day. You take care of yourself. And we'll talk to you later. And thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.